ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. At least 64 people are dead in the huge forest fires that broke out in central Chile 2 days ago, say fire officials. At least 1,600 people are homeless after their houses burned down. Not only criticizing House Republicans for opposing the border security bill, Senate Republicans and Democrats are finishing up before details are even released. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries says of the House effort against the Homeland Security Secretary,
"What does impeaching Secretary Mayorkas have to do with fixing the challenges at the border? The answer is absolutely nothing. This is a partisan political stunt."
Jeffries on ABC's This Week. Iran issuing a warning to the U.S. over potentially targeting two cargo ships in the Mideast, long suspected of serving as operating bases for Iranian commandos. Southern Californians bracing for the worst of a potentially dangerous storm that threatens hurricane-force winds. This is ABC News. As the U.S. expects more military action against Iranian-backed militants in Syria and Iraq, U.S. officials have not spoken with Iranian leaders since the Friday and Saturday attacks, says President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
"Over the course of the past few months, we've had the opportunity to engage in the passage of messages back and forth between the U.S. and Iran. But in the last few days, the message that we have sent to Iran has been through our action, not through our words."
Sullivan on ABC's This Week. Next Sunday, the Chiefs and the 49ers meet up for Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. On the quarterbacks involved, ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
24-year-old Brock Purdy at 6'1" with 4,280 yards and 31 touchdowns, only his second year in the NFL. 28-year-old Patrick Mahomes stands at 6'2" with 4,183 yards and 27 touchdowns in his seventh year in the NFL.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly sunny and 41 degrees at 12:03. Look for partly cloudy and mild conditions today. Highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with patchy fog later, low 26. And sun and cloud mix tomorrow, staying tranquil with a high of 46. Once again, our temperature in Richland Center is 41 degrees.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today is Sunday, February 4th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. Authorities say a Wisconsin police officer fatally shot an armed motorist who approached officers. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation says the motorist had fled a traffic stop Friday night in the village of North Fond du Lac in Winnebago County. A pursuit ensued, and police set up a tire deflation device on an interstate, forcing his vehicle to stop. Police say the suspect called 911 to report that they had a gun. They got out of the car and began to approach officers. A North Fond du Lac officer shot the motorist. February is American Heart Month. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. That's been the case for a century. Chrissy Meyer is with the American Heart Association.
Nearly half of all people in the U.S. have some type of cardiovascular disease.
Many people in small communities live a long drive from a doctor's help. People in rural Wisconsin are urged to learn CPR.
Making sure that individuals, when faced with a cardiac emergency, know exactly what to do to help save the life of most likely a loved one is so vital and so important.
A new Heart Association study finds nearly 4 out of 10 people with high blood pressure are unaware that they have it. Meyer says that puts a lot of people at risk for heart attacks and strokes. The Richland Center High School Band will present its annual Pops concert tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band. The evening will feature a wide variety of rock, pop, movie, and musical styles, and will include music from the bands Toto, Chicago, Kansas, ABBA, Journey, and composer Henry Mancini. Cost of admission is $5 per person, with senior citizens admitted for free. Alliant Energy customers in the Blue River to Boaz area should note a couple of potential upcoming power outages. Due to a house being moved from Blue River to Muscadet, customers may experience power outages on Tuesday morning at 9 and again on Tuesday night from 10 through possibly early Wednesday morning. American Red Cross continues to experience an emergency blood shortage as severe winter weather in January further impacted the ability to rebuild the blood supply. Nearly 15,000 blood and platelet donations went uncollected. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. Individuals are urged to make an appointment now to give blood or platelets. Two blood drives will be held in this area this week. A blood drive will be held on Tuesday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. Another will be held on Wednesday from 9 to 2 at the Wisconsin Heights High School. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will hold a public involvement meeting on Tuesday to discuss improvements on Wisconsin 60 from U.S. 61 to County W in Crawford and Richland counties. This project involves resurfacing around 4 miles of Wisconsin 60 from U.S. 61 to County W. Additionally, the existing 3-foot paved shoulder would be extended to 5 feet to improve the safety of the roadway. The project is currently scheduled for construction in 2029 and will remain open to traffic under flagging operations. The objective of this meeting is to familiarize the public with the purpose and need for the project and to obtain input on the proposed improvements. The meeting is scheduled for Tuesday from 5 to 6 at the Richland Town Hall. Adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend the meeting. If unable to attend or for more information, contact Wisconsin DOT Project Manager Paul Valenti at 608-785-9063 or paul.valenti, that's V-A-L-E-N-T-I, at dot.wi.gov. Written comments can be mailed to Paul Valenti at 3550 Mormon Cooley Road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, 54601. WRCO News Time is 1209. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City. It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
It is currently mostly sunny and 41 degrees at 1211. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
William M. Fogel identified with the progress of Richland County for a half century. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. GenWeb Richland Bios, William M. Fogel was identified with the progress of Richland County for a half century, his realm of activity being that division of civic employment known as the newspaper field. He was an Ohioan, born and dated June 18, 1841. When he had reached the age of 11, his parents migrated to Wisconsin. To what is now Orion in Richland County, the journey was made there to Fancy Creek with ox teams. He received as liberal an education, and then new county of Richland afforded him. What was a boy taken a fancy to a printer's trade, in 1859 he entered the office of the Richland County Democrat, of which W.P. Furry was at that time the editor, and began work as an apprentice. On December 10, 1861, he enlisted in Company F of the 2nd Wisconsin Cavalry and served 1 year when he was discharged on account of ill health, the exact date of his discharge being December 21, 1862. During this term of service, he officiated as the bugler of his company. When his health, in measure, having been regained, he enlisted as a private in Company B of the 42nd Wisconsin Infantry. A short time afterwards, on September 15, 1864, he was promoted to Sergeant Major of the regiment and served in that capacity until he was mustered out on June 20, 1865, the war having ended and the Union having been restored. His love for the newspaper work being as a great for what was then a return home for Mr. Fogel, he became the proprietor of the Richland County Observer and continued as one of its publishers for about 1 year. When he served his connection with the publication and going to Calumet County, he established the Calumet Reflector and conducted that periodical for 1 year. He then went to Cresco, Iowa, and soon afterwards purchased an interest in the Howard County Times, with which publication he was connected until 1873. In the above-named year, he was disposed of his interest in the Iowa paper and returned to Richland Center. Here he brought an interest to Richland County with the Richland County Republican and conducted the paper in partnership with J.H. Wagoner. Various charges took place in that succeeding year, but through them all, Mr. Fogle remained at the helm, and for a period of 18 years until his death, that role was his as sole proprietor. He was an able editor, a pungent writer, and under the supervision of the Republican and the Observer, he became one of the leading county papers of the state. In addition to his newspaper in 1896, he was elected a member of the Assembly from Richland County, was then reelected in 1898. Mr. Fogle was married in 1866 to Miss Amelia St. John, and to this union they were born two children, Emma C. and Stephen W., who is the editor of the Republican Observer at this time. Mr. Fogle died at his home in Richland Center on July 31, 1903, mourned by a host of friends and cherished with memories for his highest regard. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering the Orion Bible Church.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. A perfect gift for your sweetheart this month is a membership to the Richland County Historical Society. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 12:16. WRCO News will continue right after this.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft Mac and Cheese, Deluxe Box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra Egg Noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedarcrest Ice Cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain Early Risers Bacon, Egg, and Cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's Party Pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson Gourmet Onion Rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Are you ready to feel the wind in your hair? Do you have a couple of hours to spare sometime during the day? If you do, we'd like to train you to become a trash off pilot. Schmidt Woodland Hills is looking for volunteers to become pilots for our Cycling Without Age trash offs. As a pilot, you will be performing the generous act of giving rides to our residents. You will provide slow rides, listening to their stories while helping them to feel the joy of being outdoors with the wind in their hair. We have the trash offs and people eager to go for a ride. You supply the power and the enthusiasm. We will provide the training and help you schedule time to practice. A short road test will be required to achieve certification. Remember, you have been promising you were going to get in better shape. What better way to do it than giving a senior citizen the ride of their life? For more information or to schedule a time for a hands-on demonstration at Schmidt Woodland Hills, call Bill Bartlett at 608-647-8931.
There are no vital statistics to report.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, there's been some scattered fog in the region today, especially the eastern part of the area, but overall some quiet weather shaping up for the next several days with high pressure locked in across the area. Of course, the big news continues to be the unseasonably warm temperatures throughout the region. Temperatures will be running a good 20 degrees above normal most of this week. Even some record temperatures are possible at times. Now, later on in the week, we'll see low pressure move in from the Plain States, tracking toward northern Minnesota by Thursday night into Friday morning. That'll bring some rain across our area Thursday into Thursday night. Nothing too terribly heavy, but up to a quarter inch or so is possible. Behind that, gradually turning cooler into next weekend, and it will be more seasonal going into the following week. Still don't see any major snowstorms across the region, but we'll certainly keep an eye on the situation for you. For the rest of today, you can expect partly cloudy skies, high temperature in the mid-40s, northeasterly wind between 5 and 8. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog later, low at 26. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds and staying tranquil with a high of 46, light northeast wind. On Tuesday, partly cloudy, low 28 with a high of 49 degrees. Wednesday, clouds build in, turning breezy and very mild, low at 31 with a high of 52. Thursday, breezy and gray sky, some occasional rain showers likely, low 40, high near 53. Friday, cloudy with a few light rain showers possible, low 41 with a high near 47. And finally, we cool down by next Saturday with mostly cloudy skies, low near 32 with a high of 39. By next Sunday, the high temperature could be in the low to mid 30s. Have yourself a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy that sunshine. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County. We want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 42 degrees after a morning low of 23. Yesterday's high was 46 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1890 is 55, with a record low of 33 below set back in 1996. Last year's high was 34 with a low of 5. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:17, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:13. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.09, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 42 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Find the perfect Valentine's gifts and decor at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Hi, this is Julie. Our Valentine's Day decorations feature bold reds and heartfelt designs that capture the style of the season. Say I love you with a stunning rose bouquet or a beautiful floral arrangement. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. There's more to love at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
The SWAL-SWC Wrestling Clash was held yesterday. With more, here's Bill Twining.
The 35th annual All-SWAL-SWC Conference Wrestling Clash was held Saturday at Mineral Point High School. The event, which began back in 1989 at the UW Fieldhouse, the Williams Fieldhouse, the UW Platteville campus, continues today. There are 13 teams involved from schools in the Southwest Wisconsin Activities League and the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Dethroning two-time champion Fenimore on Saturday was Iowa Grant Highland, which topped the field with 264 points. Prairie du Chien, the dual meet winner of the SWC, was second with 228.5, and dual meet champion Fenimore of the SWAL placed third with 224. Host Mineral Point was a close fourth at 217, then Darlington Blackhawk in fifth place with 157.5. Cuba City Benton Southwestern placed sixth at 146. Lancaster topped Riverdale by 2 points for seventh place. Then came Dodgeville, Belmont Platteville, River Valley, Richland Center, and Boscobel Wazika Steuben. There are seven individual repeat champions, while five other former champions were denied, including two-time champion Rowan Carey of Mineral Point. The most valuable wrestler of the tournament on Saturday was junior Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk at 144 pounds. Here's how things went at the clash on Saturday. At 106 pounds, the champion freshman Shane Rashan of Dodgeville, runner-up Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien, Lennon Ewart of Mineral Point was third, and Terry Sage of Riverdale fourth at 106. At 113, the champion and runner and then repeat champion Hakan Peterson, unbeaten sophomore of Dodgeville, runner-up Ethan Hady of Richland Center, Porter Kossman of Prairie du Chien was third, and Ben Reese of River Valley fourth. 120 pounds, another repeat champion, unbeaten senior Charlie Might of Dodgeville. The runner-up, freshman Mason Scullion of Mineral Point. Third place goes to Cade Birchman of Fenimore, and fourth to Evan Curtis of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. 126 pounds, Ethan Arid of Darlington Blackhawk wins the championship over sophomore Brody Meese of Riverdale, who placed second. Faraday Sheen's Mason Hurd was third, and Max Kelly of Iowa Grant Highland fourth. 132, the champion, Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grant Highland, wins his second title at the Clash. And he defeated two-time champion Rowan Carey of Mineral Point in the finals. Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien third, and Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville fourth at 132. Champion at 138 pounds, Elliot Biba, a senior from Iowa Grant Highland. Runner-up, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville. Sean Duffy of Riverdale was third over Mason Schulte of River Valley, who placed fourth. At 144 pounds, the champion, unbeaten junior Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, wins the title 3-2 over former champion Crap of Fenimore. Sefrud, in doing so, claims the most valuable wrestler honor. Brock Hindeman of Iowa Grant Highland is third. Mason Olerich of Belmont Platteville fourth. 150 pounds, the champion, Siler Zansevich of Fenimore. Runner-up, Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grant Highland. Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley takes third place, and Jackson Perkins of Prairie du Chien is fourth. At 157, Tristan Stelt of Fenimore takes the championship in overtime over Braylon Goble of Darlington Blackhawk. Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grant Highland, former champion, is third, and Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien fourth at 157. 165, Cade Rule of Mineral Point claims his second conference championship. Former champion Maddox Goble of Darlington Blackhawk is second. Emerson Moen of Iowa Grant Highland third, and defending champion Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien slips to fourth at 165. 175 pounds, Cale Denar of Cuba City Benton Southwestern claims a title. Runner-up is Nolan Hankey of Lancaster. Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore takes third, and Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grant Highland fourth. 190 pounds, the champion for the second year in a row, Wyatt Annan of Fenimore. Runner-up is Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk. Cole Brenninger, senior from Richland Center, takes third over Jack McEachern of Prairie du Chien. At 215 pounds, claiming his second conference title is junior Blake Teary of Prairie du Chien. Runner-up, Bodie Bachop of Iowa Grant Highland. Fenimore's Dalton Wolf is third, and Mac Busser of Prairie du Chien fourth. And at 285 pounds, Evan Gratz of Fenimore pinned his way to his second conference championship. Sophomore Grant Matthews of Riverdale is the runner-up. Matt Orritt of Mineral Point third, and Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien fourth at 285. Individual championships, four claimed by Fenimore. Dodgeville had three, the first three weights of the tournament. Both Darlington Blackhawk and team champion Iowa Grant Highland had two individual titleists, while Mineral Point, Cuba City Benton Southwestern, and Prairie du Chien each had one. As far as our local teams at the conference clash on Saturday for Richland Center, wrestling without former champion Teague Perkins, the Hornets were led by junior Ethan Haiti with a runner-up finish and by senior Cole Brenninger, who placed third. Other place winners, Ethan Bodendine, a sophomore, was sixth at 157, and junior Braden Kleppe, sixth at 285. Senior Emma Haiti, wrestling in the Clash boys division, won three matches and placed seventh for the Hornets, who on Friday night saw sophomore Madeline Muller claim a championship at the girls' version of the Clash. River Valley, wrestling without Noah Radke in the lineup, was led by junior Wyatt Knockreiner's third-place finish at 150 pounds. Ben Reese was fourth at 113, and also fourth was Mason Schulte, a sophomore, at 138 pounds. Blake Brickle was seventh at 175. The Blackhawks on Friday night saw Montana Joels claim a championship in the girls' division. Both Aubrey Conway and Cheyenne Reese were second, and Olive Corbett third for River Valley. The Riverdale Chieftains wrestling without Riley Wanick and the Rhenish brothers, Caden and Treston, in the clash on Saturday. A couple of runners-up in sophomores Brody Meese at 126 pounds and Grant Matthews at 285. Also for Riverdale, sophomore Terry Sage was fourth at 106 pounds. Lakota Brewer, a freshman, was fifth at 120 pounds. Jordan Baumkamp and Taylan Childs both placed seventh for Riverdale. Basketball, Wazika Steuben had just four wrestlers in the tournament. One of them placed. Sophomore Joe Bwetter won his fifth-place match at 157. The Dodgeville Dodgers had three individual champions. Former champion Reed Spurley did not wrestle on Saturday for Dodgeville. Shane Rashan, Håkon Peterson, and Charlie Might all won titles for Dodgeville, while sophomore Nathan Johnson placed fourth at 132. On Friday night, Ava Lord and Sierra Davenport both won conference championships for the Dodger girls, while Brielle Walmer was fourth. Mineral Point had eight wrestlers placed between places 1 and 7 on Saturday, led by champion Cade Rule at 165. Former champion Rowan Carey placed second at 132. Also placing more for Mineral Point, conference runner-up freshman Mason Scullion at 120 pounds, while Lennon Ewert, was third at 106 for Mineral Point. That saw Delia Collins and Emily Heisner each win conference championships on Friday night for the girls. And for Iowa Grant Highland, the team champion at Saturday's 35th annual clash, 13 wrestlers placed between 1 and 6 on the podium, led by champion Hunter Stevens at 132 pounds and Elliot Biva at 138, placing highly for Iowa Grant Highland. A couple of runners-up, Tyson Imhoff and Bodie Brockhoff, while Jackson Bussey and Emerson Moen both won their third-place matches on Saturday at the Clash. Repeating, Iowa Grant Highland wins the team championship. Prairie du Chien is second, Fenimore third, Mineral Point, and Darlington Blackhawk round out the top five. The most valuable wrestler, Junior Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk. Next weekend, WRCO Sports will be on hand at two WIAA Super Regionals at Richland Center and at Mineral Point. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also, Phil Nee has a look at an area wrestling meet that was held in Viola yesterday.
The 17th Annual Scenic Ridge Wrestling Tournament was held at Kickapoo High School Saturday, and Ithaca Weston, trying for a six-peat, did not accomplish the conference championship. After winning it since 2019, they were appended in the team score by Royal, which had a big day on Saturday, scoring 198 points. New Lisbon was second at 133. Ithaca Weston was third with 122 points. Then DeSoto with 118. Pecatonica Argyle, 89.5. Hillsboro scored 86. North Crawford Seneca was 7th with 79. Brookwood 8th with 65. Cashton took 9th at 62. River Ridge Cassville 10th with 58 points. And Kickapoo Lafarge with 57 was 11th. Looking at some of the individual honors and awards, first of all, beginning at 106 pounds, it was a first-place finish for Jared Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca. Taking second, Brendan Rick of Royal. Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston wrestled back to third place. Kason Edgerton of New Lisbon was fourth. Calvin Marks of Hillsboro fifth. And Cameron Worley of River Ridge Cassville finished sixth. In the 113-pound weight class, Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle became a three-time Scenic Ridge champion as he was crowned a first-place winner at 113. Second place, Parker Milsna of Cashton. Third, Sam Noble of North Crawford Seneca. Tristan Hughes of Kickapoo Lafarge was fourth, and Chloe Turner of Royal fifth. Moving to 120 pounds, Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle took a championship. Second place, Ethan Stoll of Ithaca Weston. Jet Bender of Royal, third. Logan Gajewski, Hillsboro, fourth. Devin Pangborn of New Lisbon was fifth. And Dom Torgerson of Kickapoo Lafarge finished sixth. At 126, Alexander Radovich of New Lisbon was first. Kasten Gazda of Brookwood, second. Blake Bingham of Ithaca Weston wrestled back to third. Jacob Jacks, New Lisbon, was fourth. Zachary Bell of Hillsboro took fifth, and the sixth-place wrestler was Luke Sigg of Pecatonica Argyle. At 132 at Scenic Ridge, it was Gunnar Wopat of Royal capturing a championship, followed by Jacob Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle second, Landon Sanders of DeSoto third, fourth place, Kai Pinkanen of Brookwood, fifth place, Ben Radovich of New Lisbon, and sixth place, Andrew Hora, of Hillsboro. At 138, Reed Sawyer of New Lisbon took first, second place Damon Phillips of Royal, third place Cale Koenig, River Ridge Cassville, and Isaac Tyne of Hillsboro fourth. At 144, Colin McKittrick of Royal was first, second place Thomas Sprosty, North Crawford Seneca, and Henner Gomez of Brookwood finished third. At 150 pounds, some of the highlights included a win for Jackson Bender of Royal as a champion over Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto, who finished second. Braden Scaife of River Ridge Cassville third. Will Dasher, Pecatonica Argyle fourth. Fifth place was Reese Drew of River Ridge Cassville, and Jacob Glidden of North Crawford Seneca was sixth. At 157, Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston became their first champion of the day. Turner Calhoun of Royal was second, Irvin Novacek of Hillsboro third, Lakota Webster DeSoto fourth, Nick Bird New Lisbon fifth, and Joe Childs River Ridge Cassville finished sixth. At 165 pounds, Seth Greeno of DeSoto was a champion as he got by Logan Anderson in the championship round. Anderson of Ithaca Weston finished second. Colton Clark of Kickapoo Lafarge was third, and Dylan O'Brien New Lisbon finished fourth. At 175, Jack Schreier of Cashton was a champion. Samson Degner Royal second. Peyton Krager of DeSoto third. Maverick McCauley of Kickapoo Lafarge was fourth. Sam Weidmeyer of Brookwood was fifth. And Tyler Brewer, River Ridge Cassville, finished sixth. In the 190-pound weight class, Trenton Fry of Royal was first. Ryan McCoyick of Hillsboro second. Sawyer Swigum, North Crawford Seneca, finished third. Keegan Colden of DeSoto was fourth. Kaylee Manning of Ithaca Weston was fifth. And Addison Ebert of Royal was sixth. In the 215-pound weight class, Caleb Burkram of Ithaca Weston captured a championship. For Caleb, he was a returning champion, so he wins his second in his career at Ithaca Weston. Justin Obert of DeSoto was second. Marilla Rodriguez of Brookwood was third. Chris Clark, Kickapoo Lafarge, fourth. The fifth-place wrestler was Trey Bailey of New Lisbon, and Hunter Hatlin of North Crawford Seneca finished sixth. And at 285 pounds, Dominic Quarney of New Lisbon was a champion. Owen Callahan of River Ridge Cassville second. Henry Brigham, Cashton third. Jaden McGraw of Hillsboro was fourth. Madden McCluskey of Royal was fifth. And Mac Neef, who was the top-seeded wrestler coming in, finished sixth after injury during the tournament. That's the way it went at Scenic Ridge Rivers Conference Tournament 2024 at Kickapoo High School. Again, for the first time since 2018, someone other than Ithaca Weston won the conference championship. It was Royal with 198 points. Ithaca Weston finished behind New Lisbon, which was second, 133, and Ithaca Weston was third with 122 among the 11 teams at Scenic Ridge Conference Tournament. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. The number 6-ranked Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team is looking to rebound after their loss to Nebraska when they faced the number 2 team in the country, the Purdue Boilermakers, today at the Kohl Center. The Badgers' loss to the Cornhuskers was Thursday night by a score of 80-72. A win against Purdue will help keep the Badgers towards the top of the Big Ten standings and hopefully will prevent Wisconsin from dropping out of the top 10 rankings. And that current game is currently underway. In fact, right now there's 2 minutes and 58 seconds left in the first half, and the Badgers are trailing Purdue by a score of 30-26. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, online at WRCE.fm, and on the Civic Media app. And Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 48 points, and the Milwaukee Bucks overcame a 25-point deficit for their first victory under coach Doc Rivers, beating the Dallas Mavericks 129-117 last night. The Bucks lost their first two with Rivers on the bench after the midseason firing of first-year coach Adrian Griffin. Damian Lillard scored 30 points in the second biggest comeback victory this season for Milwaukee. Luke Doncic had 40 points and 11 assists for Dallas. Rivers' first victory with the Bucks also means he and his staff will coach the Eastern Conference in the All-Star game on February 18th. The Milwaukee staff gets the All-Star nod because Joe Mazzulla of East leading Boston is ineligible after coaching in the game last year. The Bucks will be in Utah tonight to face the Jazz. Tip-off time will be at 7, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at 6:30. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Cord and Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
100.9 WRCO.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Like a levee breaks, walk away as if I don't care. Learn to shoulder my mistakes. I'm built to fade like your favorite song. Get reckless when there's no need. Laugh as your stories ramble on. Break my heart, but it won't bleed. My only friends are pirates. It's just who I am. I'm better as a memory than as your man. Never sure when the truth won't do. I'm pretty good on a lonely night. I move on the way a storm blows through. I never stay, but then again I might. I struggle sometimes to find the words. I was sure until I doubt. Walk a line until it blurs. Build walls too high to climb out. But I'm honest to a fault. It's just who I am. But I'm better as a memory than as your man. I see you leaning. You're bound to fall. Want to be that mistake. I'm just a dreamer, nothing more. You should know it before it gets too late. 'Cause goodbyes are like a roulette wheel. You never know where they're gonna land. First you're spinning, then you're standing still. Left holding a losing hand. But one day you're gonna find someone. And right away you'll know it's true. That all of your seeking's done was just a part of the passing through. Right there in that moment, you'll finally understand that I was better as a memory than as your man. Better as a man than as your man.
making me wanna stay. You're making me wanna lay you down here in the pasture. Yeah, we can two-step. Put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh yeah, I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams, sting you in some red dirt, sweep you off of both feet. Out here where the sun sets, Silverado back beat. Never wanna go home and never wanna not be dancing in the country. Cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh yeah, I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams, sting you in some red dirt, sweep you off of both feet. Out here where the sun sets, Silverado back beat. You never wanna go home and never wanna not be dancing in the country.
if I ever lose your love. And heaven, help me if I ever lose your love.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Partly cloudy and mild today, highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy with patchy fog later tonight, low 26. Sun and cloud mix tomorrow, staying tranquil, high 46. Scattered clouds and fog possible tomorrow night, with a low of 28, partly cloudy and a bit warmer on Tuesday, high 49, and clouds build in on Wednesday, turning breezy, and it will be very mild with a high of 52. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm, and it's mostly sunny, and our temperature is now up to 45 degrees.
100.9.